This coming Saturday, November 22nd, from 7:30 to 9 p.m. at the GE Theater at Proctor's, there will be a musical and artistic celebration of Nelson Mandela and what was learned from him. There will be several live performances from South African musicians and performers. Here to tell us more are Marie Bozeman, event director and an organizer, and Michael Burns from MOPCO, the theater improv company from Schenectady, who will do an interactive event with the audience about what they have learned from Nelson Mandela. And it's a great pleasure to welcome the two of you to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Joe.
Nice to have you with us. Marie, tell us how you got involved and why you wanted to put this event together.
I am originally from South Africa and have a huge admiration for Mandela and everything he did to turn that country around after the end of apartheid. And as you know, he passed away last year. And all through the winter, I thought to myself, there has to be a way to celebrate what this man has done. I have a brother who's a musician who comes every year to visit us, and he does shows and concerts. So I thought, well, we'll do something in our house. But I started telling people about this, and more people became interested in celebrating with us, and it blossomed into this event involving many artists from around the area, as well as my brother who's from South Africa, who are just interested in celebrating what they learned from him and putting it to music and art.
So it's we're almost a year.
Yes, December 5.
Anniversary of his passing. And so this is significant in that regard. And the fact that this is not only a musical but artistic celebration is fascinating. You want really everyone involved in this.
Yes, there is visual artists who are who paint things that remind them of peace and forgiveness and reconciliation, the things that they learned from Mandela. And I spoke to Jana Tangway from Art and Soul, a local entrepreneur who helps artists publicize their work, and she's bringing some of her artists and herself, some of her works, to be on display. Another piece of art that will happen during the concert is Tom Verano from Emotion Into Art, who will be doing a live portrait of Mandela. And he uses his fingers and brushes, and he paints upside down, and then he flips the picture around and will create art. So in addition to the music and the improvisation that Mike is bringing with his company, there is the visual aspects as well. Yeah.
So, Mike, tell us about MOPCO's participation in this, and what a improv company from Schenectady can do.
Well, I'll know a lot more on Sunday, Joe.
We've learned so much.
I was asked to join this project and immediately said yes because, you know, improv is really, as much as anything else, a philosophy, and it's a philosophy of saying yes and including and building with the offers that are here right now. What can we build with? It's not about saying no, but it's not about oppositional behavior. So Mandela is a hero of mine because we were talking in the green room, I can't think of anyone who essentially deposed a regime and then invited his former enemies, so to speak, in the way Nelson Mandela did, and how brilliant that was, and how he said yes to the diversity and the potential of South Africa and really the world. He was branded a terrorist, and he just kept plugging along and saying, we're going to have justice, we're going to have a society that works, and he kept working on it and saying yes to other people. That's a great improviser. So he's a hero.
So in MOPCO's presentation as part of this Mandela celebration, you want the audience to participate and have a chance to tell you what they have learned from
yes.
Mandela.
Yeah, we will be sort of going on, if you will, a ways into the program. And there already will have been a number of offers. That's improv speak. Something that exists in this scene is an offer. And there will be a lot of things I hope that people in the audience in the room will have learned together. So I want to solicit some words that make people think of sort of encapsulating the whole experience so far and Mandela. And then we'll improvise. I have no idea what we'll do. I know that Francois will be working with us musically. I've met him, but we've never worked before. So it really is a spirit of let's take the risk, let's be joyful, and make something up.
And, you know, you mentioned this originally was going to start in your living room, but and then it has branched out. So you got Proctor's attention, and that space will be donated. So that's pretty cool as well.
Yes, Philip Morris was very generous. When I first mentioned to him that I think I would like to do a Mandela celebration, Philip said, well, start dreaming. And eventually I told him a little bit more about the dreams I came up with, and he generously agreed for us to use the GE Theater at Proctor's, which is a lovely, lovely location and can house all the artists. We'll have a choir of about 70 people from the Schenectady High School Choir and SUNY Oneonta. They will be performing at the end of this evening the world premiere of a Mandela song that Francois Leroux, my brother, composed. So a theater like that can actually carry a wonderful item like that in the program, and of course can house as many audience members who can make it down there on Saturday. So that was very generous from him to provide us that location. Philip will be there emceeing the event as well.
So, and this will be about 90 minutes, and through that time, just walk us through of ultimately what people can expect.
The program will start off with archive musical visuals from Transkei, the area in South Africa where Mandela is from, and there will be a few opening remarks, and then there will be a poetic contemplation by poet Yoka de Bar. She performs with Francois Leroux, who is also known as the Ha Man, and with his music improvised in the background. And she'll be contemplating her thoughts on Mandela. Ensemble Congueros from RPI is a drummer group. They will be performing under the leadership of A.D. Knowles, professor at RPI, who started this group. They will be the improvisation by Mopko. And after that, the students from the John Sayles Art School from the Schenectady High School will be improvising along with the Ha Man, music that they that were inspired by Mandela and their thoughts on him. We also have theme music again composed by Francois Leroux that was composed as a song for Africa during the time of the World Cup soccer in South Africa, and that was used during that time. He will be performing that. The vocal group from SUNY Oneonta will be singing African songs and music. And then we will have the action painting by Tom Verano of Emotion into Art. And the evening will conclude with the world premiere of the Mandela song as composed by Francois Leroux.
Tell us a little about the song.
The song, he's asking a few questions about who Mandela is. He asks questions such as, who is this man? Why would we sing about him, first of all? What gave him the light that made him shine as he came out of prison and where everything seemed so dark? What is it with this man that millions of people would come out and laugh and smile and dance with him? Is this something that we all have inside of us, or do we need to learn it? Is it something we can teach? Where does it come from? And then the song is trying to give answers and says, but it's inside of us. This is humankind. We do not have to use violence and aggression to overcome our differences. Humanity is inside of all of us, and we can learn from him that we can overcome the bad in the world with the good inside of us.
And that's really what it's all about. And I'm curious as to your thoughts on this, Marie, as being from South Africa, of how much you realized at the time of the special impact this man was making.
Well, it is of course very personal. When Mandela was still in jail, there were actually probably most white people saying if he would ever come out, violence and war, civil war would break out. It cannot be a good thing. And that did not happen, as we all know, when he finally was released from jail. It came as a surprise to many. It happened very quickly. And then nothing bad happened. And several key events happened where this man was reaching out across the aisle, so to say, towards his former enemies, white people in leadership positions. And he was willing to talk, and he was encouraging people to come together and work together. And seeing that transformation without violence was just remarkable, and gave us so much hope and just gave us a better future.
The Mandela Celebration will take place on November 22nd at 7:30 in the GE Theater at Proctor's in Schenectady. To learn more, you can call 518-928-8275, 518-928-8275. Michael Burns, thank you very much for being with us.
I thank you, sir.
Have a great time. And Marie Bozeman, thank you so much for putting all this together and sharing with us this morning. I appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Joe.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.